My name's Ellie Pitkin, and I am the director for Staying Alive.
How are you feeling about getting back on with Staying Alive?
I was just talking to Ellie, one of our cast members, actually. We were just both saying how excited we are at this point. And I think for a lot of projects, the excitement is overridden by anxiety. But for this one, the balance has tipped very much in the favour of excitement. I'm really looking forward to it. It's such a fantastic play. The writing is so there that I don't need to search for meaning and everything, which is often what you have to do when you get a text. And the characters are already so fully formed on the page that it really gives us the luxury of playing with what's there.
I have to say, maybe I was a bit surprised. I mean, I'm not saying that I think you should be nervous, but I think if I was approaching a play with a difficult subject matter, like Staying Alive, I might be apprehensive. But do you think that's because you've directed it before?
I think that's probably why. I mean, it's certainly not to say that I don't have some concerns about doing a show where there are so many sensitive issues involved. But I think the showcase performance we did in January of this year really gave us a lot of confidence as a team about handling the subject matter. And as I say, because the play is so beautifully written, a lot of the pressure is taken off me as director, because I don't have to so much consider, oh, if I make this decision in terms of direction, is that going to read right for an audience, or is it going to horribly offend 50% of the people sat there? For me, it feels a lot like the writing is such a safe pair of hands that actually I don't have to be quite so worried about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that, because it sort of everybody's just laid bare by it almost.
Yeah.
And any awkwardness that there is just...
And I think we get out a lot of the awkwardness in rehearsals, because for me, I hadn't worked with most of the cast when we did this performance in January, and it's much the same cast this time around. We had lots of discussions quite early on, particularly because we had such a short rehearsal process as well. I was very aware we kind of needed to all lay it out on the table for each other quite clearly at the beginning in terms of what our attitudes towards the subject matter were and what was okay to say in rehearsal and what wasn't. And I was really pleased that all of the cast had the same approach to me, which was anything goes and nothing is offensive. And a lot of that kind of confidence to do that came from the work we did with the bereavement charity Slow. A wonderful, wonderful lady runs that called Nick Whitworth. And she was very generous with her time and with what she talked to us about. And she was very honest and open and came and talked to us at a rehearsal. And she kind of, I felt like she gave us permission to have that anything goes policy. We talked a lot about what's helpful, what can you do as a friend of a bereaved person, what can you say, what can you do to help. And something that actually made it into the play is you can't make it worse. So I think for a lot of people, particularly British people, there's this very kind of prescribed way that we're taught to deal with it. You take them a lasagna and you say, I'm so sorry. And then you don't really talk about it. And I think one of the ways this play kind of explores those issues is to showcase all the ways that people get it right and get it wrong, and the way it can affect the person you're talking to. So hearing her anecdotes about, you know, what people say is fantastic.
Have you done anything else in terms of preparing yourself, warming up?
Well, as I say, the first time we did the show in January, I felt like I didn't do as much preparation as I wanted to, because it was such a short rehearsal process. It was part of our showcase award scheme at Blackshaw, and the kind of basis of that is you get a one night only industry performance of your piece. So this time round, I got a lovely list of books recommended to me by Nicola Whitworth, and I am making my way through those, and I'm finding that really helpful and interesting. It's just on a personal level as well as in preparation for the play. And we have got a much more generous time frame this time round in terms of, you know, having a table read, having workshop sessions, having a nice sort of stretched out rehearsal. So I think it feels quite luxurious.
Ooh.
Yeah, luxury preparation time.
That's great. What do you think's the greatest challenge for the play, for you?
I think actually, having said you know, that we're having a luxurious preparation process, that I'm reading around the subject and I'm really looking forward to rehearsals. Whilst all of that is absolutely true, I still think the biggest challenge is the obvious one, which is presenting the work and the subject in a way that is accessible and enjoyable to as many people as possible. And I think that with this subject matter, that is incredibly difficult. The death of a child is one of the last taboos, I think.
Yeah.
So that in itself is the greatest challenge. And I just am really, really grateful that I've got such a fantastic team of people, a fantastic cast, amazing writing to work with, and great support from the team at Blackshaw as well, to put the production together. So we're really confident it's a really special piece, but I'm also ever aware of that responsibility.
Yeah, I suppose it's a paradox. What makes it such a draw is also what might make you reluctant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And actually putting together things like the publicity strategy for a show like this is so much harder than any other show I've worked on, because you're just constantly wondering how the work's going to be perceived when you can't have everyone looking at the poster read the play.
Yeah.
I think once you've read or seen the play, you get it, and it's so universal, both in its theme and in its presentation, that I genuinely think everyone will get it if they see it, but it's getting them to come to see it.
Well, I think based on this, people will be able to tell that it's in incredibly safe hands. So thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.